What is up, you guys? This is an episode of Podcore Slobcast. Podcore Slobcast, the time to listen is right now. What's up, y'all? That's all the singing you're gonna get from me tonight. So, yeah, there's this thing about my family, and it's that people really love us a lot. And I mean, they're not wrong too. I love my family a lot too. But it's funny, and I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Partially, just we all rock. But I don't know. And I don't really know how much I want to delve into what I think of everyone's opinions of us. But it has been a funny thing in my life, and like sometimes feeling like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of pressure. I got to Nielsen it up right now. I mean, what is Slobcore Kitchen, but not just straight up Nielsening it up, baby. And that's the thing I've kind of realized is, there's no escaping it. In some ways, when I was a kid, I think there's things that we all do that is like trying to diverge from our families. And we all have different opinions on that. But for me, the two main ones were, I did not like singing. I still don't really like singing. I just started with a little singing there. But especially when I was younger, I think it might have been a little bit of maybe embarrassment or feeling like, I don't know. And then it also is like, I'm choosing not to do this thing. And the other one though, that I diverged from the family is, I claimed my Tio Edgar's Guatemalan heritage, for my own. And I, eschewed the massive Norwegianness of my family. And I proudly proclaimed to be a Guatemalan. And Edgar always says that it's because all those rice and beans, which, I mean, yeah, seriously, rice and black beans. Ooh, so delicious. But so those were kind of my two main little black sheep moments. And the singing one, I've kept up pretty strongly my whole life. And it's also fun realizing just like, oh, that's just a thing about me. And I've been sitting on this podcast episode for a while, and at the end, so stick around or cut to like 17 minutes left if you want to hear some Nielsen singing, because we got together for Riley's birthday. So it would have been his 27th. Riley used all pronouns. It would have been their 27th birthday. And so obviously their first birthday after dying, like it was a heavy day, but it was really such a beautiful day, and we all got together at the house, and just had a really good time, and finished with a lot of singing and campfire songs and all sorts of songs and songs that are important to us. And one of Riley's best friends, Mateo, came over and he performed this song for us that was really, really beautiful. I did record it. I'm not going to be sharing it here. That's his song for him to do with, but it was much appreciated. And you're going to hear him sing All I Ask of You with all of us, which is a song that Riley and Mateo taught all of us. And it's kind of become the Riley death anthem, which is great. It's a great song. So anyway, I recorded all of this, and there's some parts I didn't include here. I could have, but there's something about that night, I guess, I want to keep just to the family. But you're going to get a nice little snippet of basically what I've always known and what I grew up with. And it's hilarious how much I like don't engage in the singing, because that's such a big component of my family. And it's fine sitting around. I much prefer sitting around a campfire than sitting around at church singing songs I don't know. But all of these songs are like, I have them memorized by heart, even though most of my life I've just sat there quietly. or maybe quietly sung, or like in my opening songs. That's the funny thing is I've started this thing where I start every podcast episode with singing. I guess which symbolizes my commitment to this is something where I am like stretching my boundaries and I'm just being vulnerable, which is like a practice that I've always kind of wanted to do and needed. And I think it comes through my art especially. But anyway, all of this time just sitting silently, not singing, or that's what I was saying. If I'm singing, I'm adding a little jokiness to it. I'm trying to make Zai standing next to me in church laugh. I'm trying to, like, I always go super deep, or I'll go super high, you know, all the classics. If you feel uncomfortable about singing, the classics that you do. But yeah, so I think about the whole singing thing a lot, and it is kind of funny. Like, I meet people and have friends and stuff who are big into singing and like honestly would kill to have had like the singing family that I have. And I'm just squandering it. Not really. And people all through my life, like Lori White has always told me that my voice is beautiful and that I could be just as good as everyone else, which I don't know about that one. But it is funny that I am like putting me singing out into the world all the time now. anyway, but Mama just sent... What precipitated this is we just had a lovely day where my parents had a choir concert, and this is the same choir that Riley had sung with them in the last few years. And the last concert they all had together, they were all able to stand next to each other and sing, which is really beautiful. And the rest of my family all says that Riley had the best voice in the family. And so I don't really know how to tell, except they were definitely a good dang singer. And they could get me to sing too. Like, we spent so much time, I mean, just making up our own nonsense songs and improvising, which is so beautiful. And I, even from the last like 4 months of their life, I have lots of memories of us doing that. So I think that's what it is for me, is for me singing is very private, and it's very private and silly. And I guess any expectation to sing good, like, screw that. I'm not doing that. But yeah, private songs, but just silly songs. Whenever I have a panic attack, honestly, my exit ramp is always like me singing a song about the little thing. I don't know if I ever said that before, but it'll be like, okay, you just took a shower and your body feels weird because you're having a panic attack, but now we're gonna chill out. And it's like something I think I kind of do every single time, honestly. So yeah, singing is medicine. So yeah, whatever. I've been wrong my whole life. No, not really. But yeah, Riley was an amazing singer, and like their voice affected so many and will continue to, and we do have, there's a lot of recordings and stuff. I just probably posted a couple on my Instagram story of them singing, and it's just such a monumental loss to humanity that we're only going to hear their singing in the bird noises and in the frogs croaking and in the crocuses blooming and in the blooming onions crisping and crackling and the farts that come out after you eat blooming onions. And we're just going to have to live with that. But we don't get to hear them sing normal style anymore, which sucks. But yeah, so... I'm just about to play just the audio from Riley's birthday of some of our songs. And I think some of these are classic campfire songs. And just as you sit and listen to this, I hope it brings you some joy and comfort. And I hope that it brings you some joy and comfort of knowing, like, this is the life that Riley lived. And like, I think, I'm so grateful for my entire family, and it has been such a hard years of trying to understand Riley and also supporting them and all the things that I talk about. But just like knowing that this is the kind of love that Riley and me have always been surrounded with, like, I don't take lightly. And one of the things that I love most about my art and creation, like, a lot of it's just my family, whether they're specifically in it or not. And that's just because, like, I believe that in sharing the love and in abundance and joy and in all the like important things in life actually can't be quantified and can't be measured. And there aren't I don't know, like objectives and achievements in the way that a lot of people want you to believe. And everyone's living their own unique thing. But I think the most beautiful moments in life are when like our voices come together in sweet harmonies. And also when your Bryn is recording along. Anyway, that's all I got to say here. Enjoy some lovely Nilsson singing. And we love you, Riley. And happy birthday, baby boy. Hey!
The prettiest tree that you ever did see. Was a tree on the roots and the roots and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. And on this tree
was a branch.
The prettiest branch
that you ever did see.
The prettiest twig that you ever did see. It was a twig on the branch and the tree and the roots and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around. The prettiest nest that you ever did see. The nest and the twig and the tree and the roots and the roots and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around.
There was a flea, the prettiest flea that you ever did see.
The feather and the egg and the egg and the nest and the branch and the tree and the roots and the hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around.
Hey!
And then you all ended with the elephant, yeah?
Not me. That's another for Northwest.
Mama's Orthodox.
I don't know that one.
I want the elephant.
Hello.
Poopy.
What are the elephants?
The elephant's on the flea.
On the flea, there's an elephant, and then you stop and you're like, but elephants can't climb trees. But I didn't grow up.
Unless you're Martin.
Martin
climbs trees. Let us sing together. One and all a joyous song.
Let us sing together. One and all a joyous song.
Let us sing together.
Let us sing again.
Salad. Brought to you by the Lettuce Council of America.
We're gonna start at an easier key for the good.
Okay. Twinkies, yeah. Ray, the guy who buys me Twinkies. Me, the guy Ray buys Twinkies for. A long way for Twinkies. So I think I'll have a Twinkie. La, 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 Twinkies. No thanks, I'll have a Twinkie. That will bring us back to Do. Twinkie, Do. A pizza hut, a pizza hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza.
Faster!
Are these church size?
Fast.
Wait.
Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza hut, a pizza hut, a pizza hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza hut. McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza.
Which reminds me of a story about my dear sister Karen.
Four bottle of pop, five bottle of pop, six bottle of pop, seven bottle of pop. Fish and chips and vinegar, pepper, pepper, salt. Trash can.
It's got to be something one of these books, but I don't know.
But it doesn't right here.
Does it have chords?
No.
This one does.
I was just going to say it doesn't.
Oh, I was doing that. It does say chords. Okay.
Carl, I disagree on this one.
It has chords? I don't see chords.
No,
I'm sure it's chords.
There is. It's I love the flowers, I love the daffodil, I love the fireside when the lights are low.
I love the flowers, I love the daffodils, I love the fireflies, where all the lights are low. Boom, niada, 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 boom, niada,
Mateo, do you know that? Is there other chords to the song you taught us at the service?
Douglas fir.
Something sort of fir. What is it? What's the second?
Itty bitty mushroom.
Yeah, and
it. Oh, perfect.
A sword fern,
a sword fern, an itty bitty mushroom and a Douglas fir, a Douglas fir, a Douglas fir, an itty bitty mushroom and a Douglas fir,
a Douglas fir, a Douglas fir,
an itty bitty mushroom and a Douglas fir,
a sword fern,
a sword fern. An itty bitty mushroom and a Douglas fir,
a sword fern,
a sword fern. An itty bitty mushroom and a Douglas fir.
Okay, family, you guys over here start. Okay, and we'll come in.
It's still on me now.
Playing with my baby, and a log came home in the water,
and he was thirsty. And I said,
Herman,
what happened? And he said, I ate my sister.
Sitting on the hay bush, chewing my bubblegum.
Playing with my yo-yo, and along came
Herb in the worm, and he was this big. And I said,
Herman, what happened?
And he said, I ate my brother.
Sitting on the fence post, chewing my bubblegum, playing with my yo-yo, and along came
Herb in the worm.
And he was this big.
And I said,
Herman, what happened?
And he said,
I ate my mother.
Bomber. It's not the best book to do, my mother.
Play with my yo-yo. And along came Herman the worm.
And he was this big. And I said,
Herman,
what happened? And he said, I ate my father.
Sitting on the floor, chewing my bubblegum, playing with my yo-yo, and along came Herman the worm,
and he was thirsty. And I said, Herman, what happened? And he said, I burnt.
It's very meaningful.
All I ask of you is only to remember me, loving you. Hey, oh, 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 hey, oh ask of you is only to remember me loving you. All I ask of you is only to remember me loving you.
I need to tune that real quick.
Okay.
That song become part of my nighttime breath meditation singing ritual. I love that.
It's nice. What else? Is there other things?
Yeah. The other one is
Create for me
a clean heart, oh God. Let me be like you in all my ways. Give me your strength. Teach me your song. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. And I change this bit. For we are your righteousness. When we live our lives in time with your breath, then we shall be born again to be blessed in your love. Those are the two.